Hello and a warm welcome to yet another episode on the Mission Shunya podcast. Wherever you are, hope you are well. Stay safe, take care of yourself and if possible, someone else too. As always, thanks for all your feedback, ratings, reviews and for taking time out to share the podcast and the Mission Shunya message to a lot more people. I am grateful for all such acts and I'm sure it'll go a long way in helping this podcast and the brand. This week, I had to make some last-minute changes to the podcast schedule and I had to talk about this topic because it is a special one and it aligns with the theme of this podcast, which is getting to net zero carbon emissions. A landmark report, which is in fact termed as a special report by the International Energy Agency, the IEA, was released on the 18th of May 2021. Yes, indeed, a special report for everyone associated in this sector, professionally, and everyone in general, because it comes out with a mandate to categorically state if getting to net zero by 2050 is possible or not. Or rather, it clearly defines a pathway that is required to get to net zero by 2050. Again, just a reminder, if you want to understand what net zero means and why is it important to reach that global target before 2050, I encourage you to check episode 54 on the podcast playlist. So in case you haven't got to the IEA report yet, but would like to know the details, don't worry, I have got it covered for you on this episode. Yes, the report is massive, over 200 pages, thousands of data points from multiple simulations that have gone into this. It's a good comparison to the IPCC 1.5 degrees Celsius pathways report, which was published by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in 2018. Again, this report was intended to define a pathway to get to net zero, while also keeping the temperature rise below 1.5 degrees Celsius. Two scenarios are prominent here. One is based on the stated policy scenario, which is based on the commitments from the governments from around the world, and the other is a net zero emission scenario, which is what has been modeled by the IEA researchers. What's important in all of this is that there are about 400 milestones that should be reached as per the forecast in the model if the net zero energy transition has to be reached by 2050. Couple of major milestones among them is the big statement that there would be no new oil and gas fields or coal mines beyond 2021 and a zero carbon power sector by 2040. The net zero roadmap is aimed to be a how-to guide for the world's decision makers to get to their targets. It brings about concrete milestones for the technology deployment, trends and choices that have to be adopted by the energy and the industry sector to reach net zero by 2050. Again, what is important is that it is possible to reach the 1.5 degrees Celsius target if the pathway is followed. Again, the pathway is built on three fundamentals. One is the availability of technology to get there. Two, international cooperations, which is going to be paramount. And a smooth transition that ensures equity in the energy transition, where access to energy is ensured while the net zero goal is reached. In addition to the fundamentals, the report brings about seven key pillars of decarbonization, like energy efficiency, electrification, renewables, hydrogen fuels, bioenergy, carbon capture and storage, and finally behavior changes. Which is quite interesting, by the way. Behavior change is a key pillar as per the findings, with nearly 50% emission reduction or more coming from some form of effort put in by the general public in transitioning to a low carbon economy. For example, key contributions can come from energy efficiency, going for all electric transportation, or even building retrofits. So, other highlights from the pathway include the major finding that by 2050, the energy generation from non-fossil fuel sources would be about 80%, with renewables contributing to over 70% and remaining coming from nuclear power. The other interesting aspect of the report is that it looks at the wider aspects of transitioning to net zero, including the impact on economy, jobs, and lifestyles. Again, this is something that you typically expect to be covered by an IEA report. So now, what does the report conclude overall? The decade ahead, that is the 2020s, is going to be a very critical one to reach net zero. Because we have to see a sharp decline in emissions during this time, while also witnessing significant technology adoption during this period. Well, getting to net zero by 2050 is possible, and more importantly, the report outlines a pathway that should be adopted to get there. Also, IEA clarifies that the pathway is not the only pathway to get there, but it is one of the suggestions. So, what is the reaction from the industry and the wider audience for this recommended pathway that is going to have a wider impact for all the countries? Well, it's still only a few days old at the time of this recording, but it has been overwhelmingly positive. But of course, to tilt the balance on the other side, there have been a few negative comments and reviews as well. More importantly, the key question is, has IEA been very aggressive on announcing this trajectory, which is even more steep in terms of the decline when compared to the IPCC report or even projections from the other agencies? Also, some sectors like aviation or the trajectory for decarbonization of that sector is not very convincing because a technology shift like zero emission aviation is not given prominence, whereas demand management is given more preference in the simulation. Talking of technology, the phrase that we need more new technologies to get to rapid decarbonization is something again that a vast section of experts don't agree upon. They are of the opinion that most of the technology needed is already available to get to about 95% decarbonization. It's only a matter of scale and deployment, according to them. Finally, this report comes at a crucial time. In fact, a crucial year when the Conference of Parties, the COP26, is expected to be a landmark event in Glasgow later this year. In fact, the UK government, which is presiding over this year's event, wanted IEA to come up with this report that could serve as a guiding tool for all the countries. Nevertheless, achieving this net zero target would need a concentrated effort from all the countries and wider global cooperation. Each country, as it would be expected, would have to come up with its own strategies to get to net zero. This podcast has covered multiple such discussions in the past. We have looked at individual countries like the UK, Australia, and also technology-focused discussions around carbon capture, e-mobility, and the like have been produced. So do take some time out today to look at the playlist and let me know your feedback. Again, this episode was intended to be a cover story of the big news from this past week, and a brief one highlighting the key findings from the report. If you are interested, please do take time to check the large volumes of data from the study. The link will be available in the show notes section as well as on the webpage of Mission Chunia. I will continue to cover more such stories going forward to keep you updated with everything that is going on in this global decarbonization effort. I will be back in 2 weeks' time with a brand new episode. Until then, this is Girish Shivakumar signing off, and as always, thank you for listening.